meeting's ordered, bear with me, I'm just getting over a cough, but on antibiotics, so I shouldn't harm anybody, so I apologize. If we could all stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mrs. Hagenbush, if you could call the roll, please.
Mr. Sams?
Present.
Mr. Knight?
Present.
Mrs. Bennett?
Present.
Mr. Yule?
Present.
Mrs. Lovell?
Present.
Under public participation, we didn't have anybody sign up. Does anybody wish to speak? Seeing none. Item 3, agenda. Are there any additions or corrections to the agenda? Seeing none. Can I have a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Lovell?
Under Board Business Committee Reports, Operations.
I called Jake to see if we had anything to meet about yet, and it's still a little too early, but Jake was going to, or you want to talk about just the project at the middle school? Because I know that was some of the things that potentially will be part of the meeting when we do have it.
Yeah, we're in the process there in the demolition phase of clearing out. We've been in the building, and there was a classroom right across from the music classroom that's going to become the main office. There'll be a vestibule there. And then the two locker rooms are basically becoming part of the office. And then we're creating another classroom, which was the boys' locker room. So they've done all the demolition of getting the lockers out, starting to get the lights down. I didn't get over there today, but early this week they'll put, there's about three or four openings in the wall they need to put for new doorways and things like that. Those should be going in. And then they'll start cutting into the floor to start tying in for any electric and underground plumbing that they need to do. So they're progressing well. Actually, our guys started today in doing the bathrooms, so they're pulling off all the old, and we're just taking the opportunity now, since we had to change some heights of some things, we're just going to do all new toilets and urinals and sinks, because that building is a little dated on there. Bathroom. So our maintenance crew is handling all of that work, and they started that today. So that project is well on its way.
And I know one of the things that we know has been brought up multiple times, both sent to the board as a group, and I've taken a couple individual calls. I know you have, as far as the playground. You had mentioned, once we determine the site of the playground with what the school can do from a financial aspect, and I've seen the vote for the free playground equipment, so that's good. But you had mentioned once we determine who is principals or principal, however that's going to work at the schools, to maybe talk with them and the parent groups.
Correct. I've already went through the process of kind of three of the major playground equipment manufacturers that are in the area. And I got some of the names from C.T. Taylor, as they've done a lot of these projects. And really what I looked to do was kind of get a comparable quote from them, both on new equipment and moving the equipment on Cornerstone. And then get with the principals of that building, as well as the parent groups, select a company that we would want to work with. And by then, in the next few weeks, hopefully we will have some solid costs on the renovation inside, and then we can figure out how much we would be able to allot to that playground, and then get with the parent groups and see if they want to, add some financial aspect to maybe upgrade on what the district can afford to do.
Okay, thanks.
You might share, we got the information from Keith on kind of the cost of sinks and urinals coming in. We had allocated 14,000, I believe was the number that we had allocated for that. It came in a little under 7. He was able to find it. So off to a good start.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I would say we'll probably spend eight, just knowing how construction goes. Initially it was seven, we'll do more like eight.
That's a big difference compared to what we had quoted for somebody else to do it.
Well.
And you get down to this, so that's good.
And kudos to Keith and our group for, they take pride in making sure that they do the best they can for the district with that. So, yeah, that's great news.
Absolutely.
On the playground equipment, what did they bid for the base, you know, like for the, did they do rubber or?
No, we're looking at, for ADA standards, basically kind of the rubber we have now that creates some cushion is not ADA compliant. So if we change that, we have to go with either a port in place rubber, which is very expensive, or it's engineered wood fibers, basically it's mulch. But it's an ADA acceptable mulch that allows, you know, wheelchairs and things like that.
Well, my grandkids are in a district where it's mulch.
Yes.
And you know, you just hear so much about rubber and the chemicals that come out of it and that kind of thing. So I thought, you know, I would rather we go with wood chips, but I don't know if it's.
And that was going to be basically, as we get a little closer to the project, really the choices between the engineered wood fibers, which is an ADA, it's not quite what you put in your mulch bed, it's something a little different, or a poured in place rubber. But there is a dramatic cost difference between those. Like,
what?
Yeah, $20,000-$30,000 cost, like a lot.
Obviously the poured rubber is more.
The poured rubber is quite
good,
a bit more.
Good.
It's a nice surface, but it's quite a bit more expensive.
Jake, what about the softball fields? We've had some questions, I think about a month ago, we received, or maybe it was over Christmas break, I don't recall exactly, a letter from a group of concerned parents about the use of the softball fields once the transition is made. Do we know, is that going to be affected at all, or is it too early to say?
The middle school area, I think we can say we'll be losing one of the softball fields. The one that comes right out behind the building that, as we call the sixth grade hall, which obviously won't be the sixth grade hall anymore. That's kind of the ideal location for that playground. It's there by the cafeteria. It's away from the parking lot. But in that, there's a softball field right there. So we would have to have some discussion on, do we replace the softball field, which would obviously be a cost to us as a district, or, you know, I'm not sure exactly how we would handle that. But the other two, two other fields back there that would still be available for use.
That field that you're talking about is the one that they would prefer that we not take out, just so you know. Apparently the other two are pretty bad shape. So.
Is there any other alternative? I mean, of use somewhere else?
We've got a big, I mean, there's a lot of space back there. I think the preferred by the district and the administration would be to use that because there's a doorway coming right out there. If we were to fence it off, I mean, we're talking, you know, open. Kind of, it's the most secluded area away from any traffic and things like that. So, we haven't, you know, nothing's went in the ground yet, so.
Right.
We can have some more discussion on where that would go. And I'm going to walk the building with the principals tomorrow just because they kind of wanted to see for some planning reasons on what's going on, and I can bring that up with them again.
Well, so if there's room? No, go ahead.
Is there room way back? Is there someplace else that we can put it? This is the,
I don't know how you wouldn't disrupt the field in any way. We're going to disrupt one of the fields.
Is it just, okay, it's been a really long time. Is it just softball fields back there? There used to be a soccer field back there. What's back there?
It's pretty much three kind of softball fields and then a bunch of open grass in between them.
Oh, okay. What about the other corner? Is it possible, because I know there's two.
There's one in the corner that he's talking about, and then there's one in the other corner that's close to the creek, which
right.
Apparently has, is in bad shape, and then there's one
well
in the far
there.
Corner.
There's a well in that's fenced off. But there's a little bit more, and just talking about, and I've never operated in elementary, but I see them, the distance of getting out of the building from the lunchroom over there every single day, it's just going to create a different situation for them. So I think that's why the initial thought is it's best right out that door coming off of what used to be the sixth grade hallway.
I don't think that's a problem. I think we just need to find a place to put that softball field.
I think we have room. If we're going to redo a softball field, we have room to do that.
Okay, that's the question.
I'd have to get out and look a little closer, and once we figure out kind of the size of the playground, if it's there, I mean, I think we could just move a softball field.
And I would think if we decide to do that, the ideal thing to do would be to get the leadership of the youth group on site and talk to them about best location and what we need to do.
And do it all at the same time.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, it would happen this summer.
Are softball fields expensive?
Well, that's the district. They need to.
You know, when we kind of budgeted money for the renovation project down there, there wasn't any for moving a softball.
Yeah, but you have the safety aspect as the priority, and then a compromise with with getting the field.
Ballpark of the cost.
The other thing.
I am not willing to put it.
You've been working hard on that, haven't you?
It's obviously in the not too distant future. We have the softball field that we've used as our varsity field for a period of years. That certainly we can make available.
Well, the other, I thought about that too, but that's, you know, a question of, is that going to be a JV or, you know, something of that nature?
When is the softball field at the high school going to be ready? Good question.
I knew you were going to ask that. You know, to play on it this spring would be hard to say that we're going to be able to do, because, I mean, there's no fence up, dugouts aren't done. And just playing on, and the grass is certainly not established.
Yeah.
So playing on it this spring is probably not likely. I'd rather say that than surprise them at the end. But just knowing, you know, they didn't get the grass seed down very early. And though we feel like it's a warm winter, it's still not growing grass.
And they always say that really the best case scenario is you give it one season of growth. And to get the road structure where it needs to be before you start using it. So this would be the season that we need to kind of just stay off of it and let it grow.
And I can say too, I mean, I'm glad that we're working and trying to figure out what to do if we do take away a field from softball, but there's two t-ball fields in all of Norton, and that's at Grill. And when Grill goes away, just know that we're probably going to have baseball coming and saying, what did you do? You did something for softball. Where can we put two t-ball fields? So just that's the next thing coming. I can see that happening.
Is there a big difference in size between t-ball and softball?
T-ball really doesn't use the dirt, really. It's mostly grass. But, yeah, the bases are a lot different. But they don't need as much of a maintenance field, per se. It's more instructional. I don't think we could use use a softball field
for T-ball. I mean, I think that's kind of common elsewhere. You just can't use, it's hard to use put a baseball team on a softball field. But
the problem is time. They're at the same time.
Anything?
I have a question about the new high school, and I know we have a year to fix everything, and I might have asked this before, but I don't remember. Is there some place like that, say a teacher sees something that's wrong, that they can send it to you? I mean, is there like a...
Really at this point, they've been instructed to just put in a regular work order, and then between myself and Keith, we will know whether this is something we need to go fix ourselves, because we possibly damaged something, or it's a warranty...
Okay.
And then Pete takes it towards CT Taylor and their process.
Okay. Well, what made me think about it, I went through there the other day with Stephanie, and there's two bright red lockers, and all the rest are nice dark red, and I'm thinking, you know, that would drive me crazy.
Yeah, that was on the original punch list, and CT Taylor knows about it. It's
okay. So then like, we need signage in the eating area to show where the restrooms are, assign concessions and restrooms, because when I was there for the girls' basketball game, I don't know how many people I had to tell where the restrooms were. So it's just, you know, one of those things that you don't know until you get into there that, oh, we need a sign there, so, okay.
And we're going to try to meet in March, right? And you say, like, end of March would probably be good timing, so. Thanks, Jake.
Finance. As soon as Friday, I'll know my schedule.
Okay.
Stephanie, do you have anything under finance?
Mm-mm.
Policy, we're scheduled.
Scheduled for Friday. Stuff that the state, you know, they have to comply to the state things, so.
Community engagement?
We haven't met. We might meet in March. We haven't met yet.
And technology instruction?
We met last week. Last week?
Yeah.
And prior to that, I had met with Roger Wright before the new committees were established, but the reason for our meeting was to discuss the results of the survey, which we're still working on getting on the website. And
I haven't received anything.
I haven't either, so okay. I'll follow up with him. The top three career technical programs that were of interest, and there were over 1,500 responses to the survey, which I thought was a great outcome. The majority of the responses were from Norton students, but the top three were animal care, biomedical, and then cybersecurity. The most costly that we think will probably be the animal care, but we do have Roger Wright looking into, he's the director of the Four Cities Compact. He is looking into obtaining additional information for each of the programs. There's a possibility that we hope still remains with Akron U for the cybersecurity. That one would be the most cost efficient, and it would just be essentially adding perhaps a monitor to a classroom because Akron U would provide the instruction. So hopefully that will work out. Let's see, Wadsworth is offering a Microsoft certification program. That's an addition to the compact. It's for seniors only, and it is to provide training for Excel, Word, PowerPoint, and those types of software. I think there was one more, but I don't recall what it was. Anyway, I think that'll be helpful for seniors, and whether you're going on to college or not, or to work in an office setting or something like that. We're meeting again on March 3rd. To discuss, to follow up with Roger Wright to see what our new next steps are and to see what the cost will be to hopefully add a program. But of course, it's going to have to be within our budget that is rather tight right now. So, and we have a levy coming up, so I'm not sure what the discussion is going to be about that, but I think we need to start talking about it.
Is that all under technology?
That's all I had. Unless Angie or Sharon, Eric, you wanted to add anything? Okay.
Superintendent's recommendations?
I have nothing additional this evening.
Okay. Executive session. Can I have a motion to enter into an executive session to discuss the employment of public employees?
Second.
I didn't like it.
And just for the listening public, that was just a grate that fell.
A grate what?
Out of the wall here. An air duct grate.
I need so. A second.
A second.
You want me to try to put the back in there real quick?
Yeah, hold on 1 second. Any discussion?
Oh. Yeah, I do want to say something. I guess I can't.
Okay.
About that. Okay, go ahead. No,
call the roll,
please. Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes. I just want to make the announcement, which I'm sure everybody knows, that our dear art teacher in our building passed away from the primary merit classes. So I know that her calling hours are Wednesday in the evening. So keep her hanging in prayers, and it was a really long, rough one for her. So we're going to miss her. She was a wonderful lady. We have levy coming up, and since you're on the finance committee, we need to look at cuts.
Yeah.
We need to look.
Yes.
Because Dave is talking about hiring another teacher, and I brought the numbers. We didn't get a chance to talk about that tonight. And I understand that, you know, maybe moving around or whatever, but we need to take a hard look at when these buildings are moved, where we can cut, because there's some.
We talked, that was one of the things that we wanted to talk about.
Okay, I just want to make it clear that we can't go another year.
I agree.
Next school year, we have to have something implemented.
And one of the things too, that we, I don't understand with the new education secretary, there might be a lot going on there with some cuts that may come all the way down, so.
So, okay, I just wanted to make
No, I appreciate that, but we that's one of the things on that we wanted to talk about.
And Stephanie, will you have information on the state budget, whether Norton will be affected by Kasich's plan? Are we one of those districts that will lose money?
Well, right now, it's, and they're even telling you, don't even make any presumption or anything on this. Just, that's his. It's got to go through the Senate. It's got to go through the House yet. You know, they'll make changes.
Right, right.
None of that. They just kind of wanted to to tell everybody. The one thing I will say, for the past 5 years, we've gotten an extra $100 every year for our students. We were at 54, 55, 56. We're at 6,000, and my forecast went to 61, and that's one of the things he's cutting. So on his paperwork, it doesn't look like we're losing anything, but on the assumptions that I made in the forecast, because every year it's gone up, the people that I use that I consult with, I mean, they all recommended. It's been going up. It's been going up. The taxes look good. The income looks good to go ahead and do that. So even if they put out the spreadsheets that show it, that we might look okay based on what my assumptions were, if there's a difference there. But we don't know for sure what he's doing yet either.
Okay.
I'd like to say something real quick, you know, and I have tried to reach out to Cindy, I reached out to Jennifer, and I talked to Lewis and Jason. I'd like to, I think we, it's funny, you know, one-on-one, it's the craziest thing. I mean, I think we're all good people here, and I think we're all nice people. Mm-hmm. I do.
Absolutely.
And I think that we all truly love Norton, and I think we all want the best for our school system and our city, and I just wish that we all need to try to like, step back, take a deep breath, and we all need to say, hey, let's just start fresh. And I hope we can do that. I mean that. I mean, it's hard to do, but we're people, you know? And I hope we can do that. You know? That makes sense?
Yeah.
Lewis?
Yeah. I mean, that's why I made my comment.
I know. And I'm just saying, I think that, you know, it's just like everything else. Sometimes you just, you know, we just need to just be, you know, I don't know. I just feel like I think that we, you know, it's funny, and I know you got to go, Jennifer. I'll say this real quick. You know, when you look back in the last couple of years, I'm proud of what we did. I mean, if you look at what we did, we built a school, we built a stadium, we did a field house. You know, we've done huge things, and we've done a lot of good things. You know, and people sometimes have a tendency, oh, yeah, but you know what? I mean, it's been stressful. It has been stressful. We've done a lot of stuff, you know, and we have done, and everything's been positive. So I think that sometimes, you know, human beings, we always want to focus on the well, you guys did this, or you know, this kind of, yeah, but look at the good stuff we've done. You know, and I think that sometimes we all need to kind of sit back and think, you know what, we have done some good things. You know? I mean, since you've been on the board, you got to know we did some great things in the last couple of years, and we're all, I think, positive. And I think if you look at the positive and focus on the positive, we've done a lot of positive stuff. And I think that, you know, I'm excited about our vocational stuff that we're going to do. And I just think we have a lot to be, what I'm saying is we got to focus on the positive and quit trying to focus on our negatives. And I think that we'd be better off, you know.
Insane.
Okay, well, that's what I'm saying. I think we all need to say, hey, you know, we all need to be the bigger person, just kind of step back and say, okay, you know. And it's like Lewis, you know, I mean, I don't know.
All right.
Okay, I'll shut up.
All right, motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Call the roll.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble? Mrs. Bennett? Mr.
Yes.
Knight?
Yep.
Thank you.